الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القار والأثم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, I wish to congratulate our young Hafizah, his parents, Hanif Bey, the boy's mother, the Ustad, the madrasa in which he studied in, the Muntazimeen, the committee members of that madrasa, the community of that madrasa, and the people who donated towards that madrasa. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make his classes to come with every masjid at least, and even more than with the masjids in a town. And may Allah let the numbers of Hafiz, inshallah, increase throughout the world, and make every Hafiz a jayyid, a good Hafiz, who recites with tajweed, who loves according to the Quran, who propagates the Quran afar, and let the flag of Islam fly high throughout the world, inshallah. Also, before carrying on further, my Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adamullah Fi Yuzum, says, always make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before every bayan, so that all the sunnahs can become alive. One sunnah that I wish to discuss at this time is that we should always fill the masjid from the front. So when we come to the masjid, we come few minutes earlier, masjid is still empty relatively, then our habit is we sit wherever we get placed. When namaz stands up, then we go to the front. No, we should, whenever we come in, try and go to the front. The first step is prime property. There is no better property than the best is directly behind the imam. Then one to the right, one to the left, until the first step is full. There is not only when namaz starts, as we come into the masjid, that is how we should try and fill the masjid. And only when the first step is full, then start with the second step. Whether we are going to be making some sunnahs or nafil or not, but the most value, the most reward is in the first step and closest to the imam. So when there is place for us to sit anywhere else, one time Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, was in our country in Lanesia in Masjid Abrar. It was a weekday, Zuhr time, residential area, very few musallis. And we also did not know, so we were making our sunnah scattered in the masjid. When Hazrat Maulana came in, he walked to the place behind the imam, and as he walked, he said, when there is place in the first step, to sit anywhere else is doing great harm to oneself. It is like, for example, say with a million rand, you can buy prime property in the city center. And with the same million rand, you can buy the same size property in some squatter camp. Which one is the person going to buy? He's not going to go and buy in a squatter camp, he'll buy in a where there's prime, where he's going to get the maximum return. So when we come in the masjid, the time that we are giving in, that is what we are investing. And when there is prime property available, then why must we go to any other property anywhere else? Always, whether many people, alhamdulillah, got the habit coming early Fajr time, but then we sit somewhere in a corner and make tilawat. Or in the first step, we'll go right in the corner and sit. The greatest reward is here. For every namaz, whenever we come, for Jum'ah, for any namaz, always try to come to the front and the same amount of time we will be spending. Whether we sit at the back or we sit in front. And in fact, there is more benefit in front, even material. Many masjids, their front seats are only heated in winter. So I sit in the back in the cold. Come in the front. Many masjids, they got fans only in front, or the fans in the front fans are put on. The back ones are not put on. So come sit in the cool in summer, sit in the heat in winter, and by Allah, Ta'ala get also a great reward. When it comes to dunya's matters, then we know everything properly. As a poet says, dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi? What hasn't your akal done in dunya? Deen mein wo kahan mar gayi? When it comes to the matters of deen, then why is our akal dead? Why doesn't it want to work there? The prime property in dunya, you don't have to listen to a maulvi of that bayan. Everyone knows that bayan himself. But when it comes to deen, then why don't we know the bayan also? That we should always come to the front. May Allah give us tawfiq always. And from here take a lesson also, that in all works of deen, we must be in front. Always be in front in the works of deen. Let us not go to the side, and let us not go to the back when it comes to the matters of deen. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Today, alhamdulillah, we had the grand opportunity of being partial and a part of this great, great event of completion of Quran Pak. This is when du'as are readily accepted. Allah Ta'ala becomes greatly pleased on such an occasion. So, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has favored us to be part and parcel and present here. The bayan I wish to is just a spoiled version of my Shaykh Ramad Barakatum's bayan when Hazrat was here in Darul Ulum Zakaria. A few boys completed Hijj, and Allah Hazrat Ramad Barakatum gave a bayan there, and I'll try and repeat it, but of course mine will be a spoiled version. But we will try, of course. Hazrat said that in this ayat kareema, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Undoubtedly it is we who have revealed this reminder, the dhikr. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And undoubtedly it is only we who are the protectors of this Qur'an Pak. So one question firstly comes to, the first question that comes, Allah says we. Many times we ask this question also, that how come we know Allah is one? There is no trinity in Islam that you use the plural we. And there is no dual two gods, and there are no many gods. Allah is one alone. So it should have been, I have sent the Quran Sharif. Why is it that we have sent? And with so much stress everywhere, in na, there is also we. Nahno is also we. Nazalna is also we. With so much stress, Allah says, we have sent the Quran Sharif. The answer to that is given by many mufassirin, Allama Sayyid Mahmud al-Baghdadi al-Alusi, Rahmatullah Ali, in his internationally famous, the greatest Arabic tafsir, Ruhul Maani, he says in there, تَفْخِيمًا لِشَأْنِهِ, to show the great honor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Like a government is one, but when the government speaks, doesn't say I, the government says we. It shows position, it shows authority, it shows greatness. So the greatness of Allah, to impress upon the mind, and to show the authority of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says we, that we have done this. So anyway, Allah is the one who has revealed this Quran Sharif. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And it is undoubtedly only we who are the protectors of this Quran Pak. The means of the protection is, the means is the Hafiz of Quran. As our Shaykh Damat Barakatul says, you can have a great Qari from Egypt, Cairo, who is built also nice and big. But if he makes one error in his recital, a 9-year-old boy will pick up his error also, and will correct him and tell Shaykh, you have made a mistake here. In Tarawih, you will recite, you can be whichever Qari Sahib and Hafiz Sahib, but if you make an error, even a young boy will pick up your mistake. So it isn't the kamal and the achievement of that boy, he is the mean. But this, the hifazat of the Quran is for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has taken the onus and the responsibility. And it is an open fact. All of us sitting here, I can say almost with surety, the most that anyone knows of us off by heart, even if we are not happy, even if we far from deen, the most that we know off by heart is Quran Sharif. Whether it is 10 surahs, or whether it is four surahs or whatever. Nothing else we know of the heart as we know the Quran is fast. And the heart is, he knows the whole Quran Sharif of the heart. And this is something impossible. A person tries to learn a kitab which is one-tenth the size of the Quran Sharif. He will not be able to remember, may become hafiz of it. But the Quran Sharif, and Allah makes it easy. Who is it that inspires this young boy to get up before Fajr to go for classes? Who will fight with their parents that take me, I'm getting late, you have to take me for Fajr. My ustad is going to become angry and I want to be there. Who is it that makes the whole family get up for Fajr? The family that was not getting up for Fajr, but now the boy makes sure that his father gets up, the mother gets up. Who is it that inspires the mother that Fajr time? Many fathers are so lazy, they are sleeping Fajr time. They don't get up, the mothers have to get up. And as our woman folks say, that these men are so lazy, if we could perform their namazes, Allah should give permission. They should tell us also, make my namaz also for me. Hey, they are lying on bed, and right next to them, at the pedestal, is water. And the wife is busy in the kitchen, so they'll call her from there, that give me this water to drink. So the mothers, how many mothers take this young boy at Fajr time, and they take them for his classes. All the time they are so concerned, how many sacrifices of the parents. There is a family function, there is a wedding, any other function. But the boy says, we have to be back. My ustad wants me back. I have to be back. So many sacrifices which are not easy. Who made this possible? It wasn't, if we think, our young boys, the environment that we are living in, who wants to go for hafiz classes? Everyone wants to go for sports. Everyone wants to go for entertainment. But it is Allah who creates that in the heart. So it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. No matter how much shukr as the ummah at large, the whole ummah we make to Allah Ta'ala for granting so many khuffaz. In a country, today, I'll just digress a little bit, many of us, we are feeling very despondent that what is happening to the Muslims in the world, what is happening to Islam, etc. We should cheer up and we should look at the bright side of things. We don't have to speak about India and Pakistan. We don't have to speak of the UK and America, of our own country. How many of us are well aware of the fact that at one time it was difficult to get a hafiz to make the tarawih in our masjid. And that time there were so few masjids, but many masjids had alam tara tarawih. And so few musalli. Today for a hafiz to find place in a masjid is difficult. So isn't Islam on the increase? And becoming a hafiz is not a small thing. And I'm speaking of South Africa, Ramzan Sharif, we are witnessing. Every town, every locality, there is tarawih in the masjid, in the classrooms, in houses, in garages. So many tarawih. What is this? Isn't Islam on the increase? At one time, we hardly had people wearing kurtas. I remember the time when even ulama, there were many who were not wearing kurtas also. Those who were wearing, should put it in the trouser. Today, alhamdulillah, it has become so common, the kurta. Burqa, and for women to be in burqa was out of the question. It wasn't existing. Today, alhamdulillah, little girls are also in burqa. So isn't Islam increasing? Alim, they were so scared. Today, alhamdulillah, so many, forget male ulama, how many alimas? Girls, darul ulums we have got. So Islam is on the increase. Since about 1924, roughly, 80 years now, roughly, jihad went out of the ummah. Today, alhamdulillah, jihad again is alive in the whole ummah. Wherever we can think of jihad is alive. So Islam is on the rise. We are unfortunately, as my Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, we only listen to BBC. And what is BBC? BB is a girl's name. We call a young girl in love also BB. We are respectful, honorable lady also, we call her BB. Bibi Khadija, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and C in Urdu is like Jaise ke, or ka Jaisi, C. So BBC, that we like to listen to. Listen, and because of that, we are getting so despondent. We are listening to CNN, we are listening to Sky News, we are listening to 702, we are listening to all this news, and what they are telling, we are getting despondent. Reading Time magazine, reading Newsweek, reading Reader's Digest, all those things. But what we are not doing, which my Shaykh says, listen to Baba Sa also. Hey, listen to the Quran Pak, listen to the talks of the Quran, to the talks of the ulama. One beautiful poem that has been written in the shan, in the glory of the Taliban, which was just yesterday. In there one couplet they say that don't listen to the false propaganda, the media, the propaganda of the West. Come to Afghanistan and see for yourself what is the reality. Alhamdulillah, without a slightest shadow of doubt, Taliban are on top of everything in Afghanistan at the moment. There is nothing whatsoever to fear. It is only the propaganda and the lies of the West that they are giving a distorted picture. For one, the whole Afghanistan issue is gone off the radar of the world. They are not talking about it in the news or anywhere. And whatever little bit, they have lied to the world that they have won the war. That is totally false. We'll speak about that also, inshallah, little bit. I just digress on this point, that today we are becoming despondent because we are just listening to their media. Let us see facts which are on the ground. Isn't Islam? Yeah, in this area today, the friends were discussing how many masjids and jamaat khanas. Where was this before? Where were these azans in these areas? Was there any azan in this area? Could we ever dream that we will be sitting here in Robertson Masjid and we will be talking of deen here, that there will be a masjid here? Today, how many masjid and how many more are coming all the time and azans are being called? Islam is on the increase. And I just gave a little picture, a glimpse here in South Africa. The whole world, this is the case. If I have to start speaking on that, on how Islam is spreading like wildfire in the continent of Africa, in other parts of the world, the whole bayan will go in that direction. So this is what is the fear of the West. Islam is becoming alive and Islam is spreading in the world. And they are the only thing they have got, which the Quran Sharif itself declares, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. It is only يُرِيدُون also, their intention. That's as far as the power is, just to have that intention, the idea to put out لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They can't put it out. It's their desire, their wish to put it out. And how? بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Just with their mouth. And what is with their mouth? Propaganda. That is all. The Quran Sharif did not say that بِأَسْلِحَتِهِمْ, with their arms, or بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, with their power that they're going to put it off. All they can try and hope to put out the light of Islam is with their tongue. And immediately Allah declares, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. And Allah will see that His nur is completed and perfected in the world. And we all know, we have studied at least so much of history. When Islam started, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone. The whole of Makkah, all the kuffar and the people around Makkah, the Jews around, all of them, the allied forces is not something of our time. From the time of Islam starting, there were allied forces. And what was the idea? To annihilate and put out the light of Islam for once and for all. 1400 years did they ever succeed. Today we are so worried what is happening. Worse things happen in Spain. What was the condition in Spain? What was the condition in Iraq? What was the condition in Madinatul Munawwara? There were terrible conditions that came on the Ummah, but did Islam ever die? Islam has spread all the time. The greatest adherence of a religion in the world today, wallah, is not Christianity, it is Islam. The statistics they are giving us, the figures, they are giving us false figures. The greatest adherence to any single religion are the adherence to the religion of Islam. So as much as they are trying, Islam is spreading all the time. So this is Allah's promise, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. By this fact that this Hafiz boy sat on the minbar and recited to us, this should be sufficient for us to know that Allah is going to protect Islam. That the Kitab, there was that time in India when the British, they burned every copy of the Quran Sharif and they thought we will finish off the religion of Islam in this way. Then the Ummah brought young boys of 7 years and presented and told them to recite the Quran Sharif from cover to cover. Then they realized, where can we ever finish the Quran apart? We can never. So anyway, Allah is going to protect this deen. Allah is going to protect the Quran Sharif. And we are seeing it is happening in front of our eyes. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are going to protect it. Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh asked a question here, where are we going to protest it? Is it going to be in laptops? Are they going to be in various filing systems that is going to be protected? A person's business, government, etc., all their records, they protect them. And they have backup for all things in order to safeguard their files, etc. Where are we going to protect this Quran Pak, Allah Ta'ala? The Allama Alusi asked, where is Allah going to protect it? Fi qulubi awliyaihi, in the heart of his awliya, those whom Allah has chosen to be his wali. So from this, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says that every hafiz of Quran is a wali of Allah. Because in his heart, the one who has completed and become hafiz, Allah is going to protect the Quran Sharif in his heart. It is Allah who is going to protect, but he's going to choose that hafiz of Quran. And in his heart, Allah Ta'ala is going to protect this Quran Pak. Now, further it comes in a hadith sharif, inna ashrata ummati, who are the most honorable, who are the VIPs, the super VIPs of my ummah. We can say it is a person who has got so many properties, a person who has got so many degrees, a person who has made it in business. That is our, every person will give his own opinion. The person who has achieved great proficiency and maharat, and experience in any certain field, we'll say there is a great person. He is a hero. He is my number one. But what does Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That is the criteria which all our criteria will just fall away. Whatever I say that this is a very great person, that is a great person, but when the verdict of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, we all will withdraw our verdict. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares that the greatest in my ummah, ashraf ummati, the people who have got the greatest honor, one is hamalatul Quran, the one who carries the Quran apart, the hafiz of Quran. This distinction and honor is given to by a personality like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other two people Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in this hadith, the other was sahibul layl, the person who makes tahajjud namaz. That every person can become hafiz of Quran, but every person can make tahajjud. And we might think that this might be very difficult, but when I'll explain it a little bit in the beautiful light and words of our Shaykh, we'll see the whole ummah can make tahajjud namaz. The whole ummah can become sahib e layl and qaim e layl. And a person who makes ibadat during the layl, during the night. And what is that? Before that, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, لَيْسَ مِنَ الْكَابِلِينَ, that those who do not perform the tahajjud namaz, they cannot be perfect. They have got some deficiency. Every person should make tahajjud. So what is the tahajjud which is so easy? It's not difficult. In fact, all the nawafil are very, very easy for the ummah. Allama Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi has written in his famous fatwa kitab, Shami, which is known, a well-known kitab, he says that, إِنَّ سُنَّةَ التَّهَجُّدِ, the sunnah of making tahajjud namaz, تَحَصُلُ, it will be achieved بَعَدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَى, when a person بِالتَّنَفُّلِ, by making nafil namaz, بَعَدَ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَى, after isha namaz, قَبْلَ النَّوْمِ, even before sleeping. Many of us have this in our mind, that tahajjud is only after you have slept, and after half of the night has passed, after 12 o'clock, now you must get up, then you can make your tahajjud. No. As soon as you have made your four faraz of Isha, two sunnahs of Isha, from there the time of tahajjud starts already. The best time, of course, is 3-4 o'clock, the last sixth of the night. That is the best time, but it starts from here already. The minute a person has finished his two sunnahs of Isha, the time of tahajjud starts already. So after that, while we got wuzu, for the man, we are in the masjid. What distraction is there while we are in the masjid? The woman folk, they are on the musalla. There is no distraction. Just to make 2 rakats of nafil namaz. You want to make 4, 6, no problem. But just making even 2 rakats. And our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, if a person is so tired or so lazy, like what is called in Arabic, Bahre Kahir, the dead sea. In Arabic, it is called the lazy sea. Because it is so lazy that there is no wave in it also. No ripple in it also. So if a person is so lazy or so tired, you can sit and make your tahajjud. And you will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah in the group of people who is to make Tahajjud Namaz. You might not be in the first saf there, but you won't be out of that group either. You will be regarded among those people who make Tahajjud Namaz. So what is it difficult for the Ummah to make Tahajjud Namaz? When we make our four Farz Isha, we make our two Sunnahs, then just make two Nafil at that time. And preferably before the Witr Namaz. Because in another hadith, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let your last namaz of the night be your witr namaz. So make your two tahajjud first, then make your three witr, wajib namaz. So you have made your witr also, and you made amal on that hadith also, your last namaz of the night was your witr namaz. And you made amal on this hadith also, you made tahajjud like two rakat sitting. You got wudu, you are in the masjid, it's an environment of namaz. What is it difficult? If you think I will make at home, usually jo ghar gaya, gir gaya. There we go, then we get involved in this, we get involved in that. On the way, wudu also breaks. Difficult again now, we find it hard to go and make wudu. To get up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, many a person, his eyes open also, but he finds it very hard to get out of bed to make his tahajjud. But to make this tahajjud, one person in Thanabawan told Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali that my heart doesn't accept the tahajjud of this time. It must be 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Mawlana said, forget your heart, look at the hadith of Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the hadith is saying that tahajjud is made by this time. So what you putting your heart in front and giving it priority over the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So every hafiz should try and make his tahajjud. So easy, everyone can. And our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatum saying also so beautifully that making a tahajjud now after Isha Namaz is eating bakri ka gosht or gehu ka aata, gehu ki roti, aloo gosht tarkari is now. And tahajjud 3 o'clock in the morning is biryani. But in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. That I'm not going to eat, I'm going to eat biryani that time. That tahajjud is biryani, no doubt. That is first quality, no doubt. But in the hope of that, perhaps you don't get up, and you're not going to get biryani. As we know, it's very quality also. So in the hope of the tahajjud of 3-4 o'clock in the morning, don't give up this tahajjud. And Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said it also so beautifully, make your 2-4 rakats tahajjud now. If your eyes open 3-4 rakats, make another 2-4 rakats of tahajjud. There is nobody stopping you from that. Read that also. So in this way, everyone can make tahajjud. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, as I said, all the nafil namazes, faras are there. It's not difficult. For even all the nafils are easy. Every one of us should try and we make our fajr, then make our tilawat after fajr. And may read your little wazifas. You'll be hardly finished and it's already time for ishraq namaz. Make your ishraq namaz. 2 rakats of ishraq namaz in one battle, jihad, one sahabi, the spoils of war that he got, he sold it, he bought, he sold, he made business. He made so much business, he was so happy, he came and tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I made a very big profit. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always turned the attention of the ummah from material things to akhirat's amal. And from asbab, means of this dunya, to Rabbul Asbab, to the creator of the means. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw my sahabi is being overtaken and is being overwhelmed and awed by the things of this dunya. Immediately Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that whatever profits you have made on the place, but 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz is more virtuous and more valuable and more better than all the gold in the world, which when the sun rises and it shines on all that gold. 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz. In the morning we get up, we all want to go for our rozi, our piece of bread, to make a living, to let our ends meet, we go for business, and we know how dangerous it is today. We know what is the condition, but more than that we can earn in our 2 rakats of Ishraq namaz. And immediately we are finished with Ishraq namaz, the time of chash namaz starts already. The best time for chash is 10 o'clock. Acha, with regard to Ishraq further, that a person's needs for the day, Allah Ta'ala fulfills when he performs his Ishraq namaz. He gets the sawab of one maqbool hajj when he makes his Ishraq. To go for hajj with new regulations every year, it's not easy.
And at one time a person could make easily Hajj. It was not very long ago, which we know of. In about 500 rand you could make your Hajj with your ticket and everything. Today you need 20,000 rand. And it's not everyone's cup of tea and everyone's means that he can cough up so much money. And Hajj in any case, with all the facilities also, and if you have all the money, you can only make one Hajj in a year. You can't make more than one Hajj a year. But Umar, but this Hajj, the sawab of Hajj in your Ishraq namaz, every day you can get the sawab of Hajj. Okay? You are a person who is paralyzed and who is just lying on the bed. You can make your Ishraq namaz with ishara, with signs, and you can get the sawab of Hajj. So easy it is. So Ishraq namaz, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. And as soon as Ishraq namaz is finished, the time of chasht starts already. The best time for chasht is about 10, 11 o'clock. That already it starts. Make it at this time. You got wuzu. You made your 2 rakats of Ishraq or 4 rakats, how much you wanted to. The time of chasht is started. Make at least 2 rakats of chasht namaz. It comes in a hadith sharif that for every joint in the body, you must give sadaqah. And there are 360 joints in the body. And you should give sadaqah for each of the 360 joints. Sadaqah does not only mean money. If you show somebody the way, somebody asks you directions, and you show him the directions, that is also sadaqah. But show him right directions. Okay? Don't give him all wrong directions. One person went to Durban, he asked a person for Grace Street Masjid, Juma Masjid. He told him, go straight, turn at the robot right, at the stop street left, go straight and get lost. Don't give directions like that. No sadaqah sawab for that. Give proper directions. Something lying on the road and you have to move it out. It will harm somebody. Move it out. Sawab of sadaqah. And this is not only when walking. May Allah give us tawfiq when we are driving also. What security, safety things in its place. We see something lying on the road, we just missed it and we say, how bad this thing is here. An accident can be made, a person can lose his life. So if you can, pull up on the side and remove it from there. But in such a way that don't endanger your life, other motorist life. On the freeway it's not easy, traffic is so heavy, some places security it's dangerous, somebody might have put something that you can get off. But regarding all that, try and remove things from the roads also, from the walking paths also, and so that nobody gets any harm. So that is also sadaqah. It comes in the hadith sharif, to smile with your Muslim brother is also sadaqah. What does it cost to smile? But here also we have to spell it out in these days. It means Muslim brother with Muslim brother. Otherwise, Muslim sister will also, they also listening to the bayan, they will also start smiling with all the Muslim brothers, that sadaqah. No, that will be haram. How can you smile with a strange man? Or a man will think sadaqah, so he starts smiling with all the women. No, that is haram. There you don't smile with others. Akhlaq is that in which the commands of Allah are not broken. That is what is called good akhlaq. And where the commands of Allah are being broken, that is not akhlaq at all. So, this is also sadaqah. So for the 360 joints in the body, let us try and give these sadaqahs. And let us, very very important, nobody can explain the subject to its fullest, that for all our problems of today, whether they be crime, domestic problems, bimaris in the house, sadaqah is such a remedy that has been shown in the hadith. It was so common in the sahaba ikram, they could be poor also, but they should give some sadaqah. Today this is a thing that is gone out from us. And if we do give sadaqah, we got a tin, we put it in the tin. And before we know, the domestic servant stole the tin. So what sadaqah? No, give with our hands daily. We are filling up petrol, give some sadaqah. We go and buy our loaf of bread and milk. We see somebody, give them some sadaqah. Wherever we can, and don't, it comes in the hadith sharif. When a person wants to give a big amount, shaitan tells him you want name. That's why you want to show everyone. And people must praise you that you are giving a big amount. And when you give a small amount, you say then the person, the beggar will throw it back to you. So don't worry what shaitan tells you. A little bit more. Whatever comes in your hand, you put your hand in your pocket, give it away. And don't be afraid. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give so much. And that sometimes Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was in charge of the treasury of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should tell him to take loans from Jewish people, that huzur, even what loans huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam should give out. Today we say that loans we will take to make an extension of the house. To buy a new car, we'll take loans. But to give up to somebody, we won't take loans. And we'll ask the mufti sahab, he'll also say, no, you mustn't take loans to give charity. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take loans to give in charity as well. And sometimes the loans should grow so much. And then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in a financial crisis. And the Jews are demanding their money. And we haven't got money. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should say, anfiq ya Bilal, wala taqsha min zil arshi iqlala. Oh Bilal, spend and do not be afraid of any shortages from the being of the arsh, from Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and spend, and wallah, with sincerity we spend, see how much Allah will give. We will not be able to imagine, and we will think of our own condition. What was I? What am I? But how Allah is making me spend in His path. And it isn't from our side, it is from Allah Ta'ala's side. And also remember, if we want fresh air in our rooms, in our places, then don't be stingy and just allow the fresh air to come in from one side and you don't allow it to go out from the other side. We all know you must have crosswinds. Then you're going to get fresh air. So what comes, let it go out also. Then you're going to get fresh air. Otherwise the fresh air that came is going to become stale also here. And you're not going to have, it's not going to be a healthy condition. But you allow that air to go out, more fresh air is going to come. Don't think that all the fresh air is only for us and let us lock it up in our rooms here and we're not going to let it go out that side. No, let it go, you're going to get more fresh air. You've got a dam and the water is coming in from one side and you don't want to give people on the other side. You just want that water, your water is going to become stale. It will come such a condition that you won't be able to make wuzu also from it. But let it flow out and let more fresh water come in. Then see how that water remains fresh. So spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, keep on spending and see how much Allah will give fresh. And then that money will be healthy for you. Then you won't have a problem of crying. You won't have a problem that your money is just going to doctors and specialists. But you will be enjoying fresh, healthy money. Today many of us, money we know how to make, but we can't use it. As they say in Urdu, that kamayenge ahmad, khayenge ham. That the people in a stupid way just earning money and the others, the crooks just come and pick up the whole deposit and they go and enjoy the money. We make the money and they pick it up and they go away. So let that not be the case. Use our money also. Use it and enjoy it also in the jaiz, halal way. And the greatest enjoyment of the money, make a storage of it in the akhirat. So don't let us just hoard the money. So anyway, sadaqah we should be given. So and 2 rakats of chashd namaz is sadaqah for the 360 joints of the body. Today many people are complaining of gout, arthritis and other joint related problems. The solution of it is 2 rakats of chashd namaz. That it is sadaqah for the 360 joints in the body. So anyone who has got it, try this remedy out. The remedy of the hadith, make your 2 rakats of chashd namaz. And after Ishraq, you can make your chast also finish. If you can, 10 o'clock again, make another 2-4 rakats, no problem. After making our 3 rakats of Faraz Maghrib Namaz, everyone, alhamdulillah, we make our 3 Faraz, we make 2 Sunnahs. Everyone makes 2 more Nafils also. Just make another 2 Nafils, and it will be 6 rakats of Awwabin. Because it comes in the Hadith Sharif, 6 rakatim ba'd al-maktuba, 6 rakats after the Faraz Namaz. So after 3 Faraz of Maghrib, 2 Sunnats we are making. 2 Nafils we are making. Just another 2 Nafils. 2 Sunnats, 2 Nafils, 2 Nafils. 6, our Awwabin will be made. Awwabin is another name for Tawwabin. And Tawwabin means those who make a lot of Tawbah. And it is narrated, Inna Allah yuhibbu Tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make Tawbah. So everyone, we can be counted by Allah, those people who make Tawbah in great abundance. It is mentioned in a hadith that if a person makes his awabin namaz, he then, if his gunas are equal to all the foam of the waves of the sea, of all the seas in the world, so much gunas he's got, Allah will make it maaf. The awabin namaz a person makes, 12 years ibadat sawab he gets. And this is so easy also, just 2 more rakats we must make. And Tahajjud I explained already, that after the two sunnats of Isha, make your two sunnats, even in a sitting position, make your two nafils for tahajjud. In this way, every person can become tahajjud guzar. However, particular emphasis is given to the hafiz of Quran, that he should be, that is hamilatul Quran, he must be sahibul layl also. He should read, and many other hadith also point to this, he should recite Quran Sharif. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have these qualities within us. One other great aspect, which the Quran Sharif explains right at the beginning, which is a great proof of that Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last Nabi, the Quran Sharif is the last kitab. Allah Ta'ala says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that these people believe in what was revealed to you. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and all that was revealed before. Ba'adik is not referred, that any other kitab is coming afterwards. After that is وَبِالْآخِرَةِ, then akhirat is there. No kitab is coming now, now is akhirat coming. No Nabi is coming, akhirat is coming. So this is such a beautiful, subtle proof of khatme nabuwat, and that the Quran is the last and the final kitab, that there were kitabs revealed before, but after this no kitabs will be revealed. So anyway, there is a very great and auspicious occasion, the completion of the hifz and the great, great virtues of the hafiz of Quran. Allah has made him his wali, because Allah has put the Quran Sharif in his heart. But now we should look after that treasure. When the treasure has been given to us, you give your young boy a motor car, he's getting married, but now it's up to him to look after the motor car. He's got it, but he can destroy it. He goes and drives wildly, and in his first trip, he goes and make an accident, he destroys it. So this wilayat which Allah has given, it must be looked after. And the looking after of this wilayat will be simple, and it's not only for the hafiz of Quran, for every mu'min also. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu, Allah is the friend of the believers. So what is it to looking after this wilayat? Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says, just do four things. And you will look after this wilayat, and your wilayat will become from wilayat amma, a general friendship, to wilayat khassa, special wali of Allah, and special wilayat you will have of Allah Ta'ala. One is keep your beard a sunnat beard, proper sunnat beard. That is one first length from all sides, the full beard. One is, don't let any apparel, garment, clothing of yours which comes from the top cover your ankles. This is for men. Today everything is gone opposite. The woman, not only the ankle, they cover much more. They open up much more. And the men go and cover up. The men must not cover the ankle. And this is all the clothes that come from the top. The kurta, the jubba, the lungi, the trouser, etc. What comes from the bottom, no problem. Your socks, etc. you want to wear, you want to wear it. Ankle length, no problem. Winter, you want to wear knee length, no problem. If you want to wear thigh length socks also, whether they come from thigh length or they come up to the thighs, wherever they come, but no problem. And you want to wear right up to here your socks also. You're feeling so cold, but they're coming from the bottom, no problem if your ankles are covered. But what comes from the top, don't let your ankles be covered. So keep a proper sunnah beard, don't let your ankles be covered. And two more things. One is control your eyes. Don't look at haram. Don't look at what you shouldn't be looking, and control your heart. Don't plan. Women make khichri, and in the khichri they use rice, they use dal, everything. And men, they cook khichri, when they go and sleep at night, and no dal also, no rice, but the khichri is cooking all the time. What and what khichri is cooking, what plans they are making, and what they are imagining, so don't cook any khichri. The woman also gets cross away, how much khichri must we make? So you also don't cook khichri, go and sleep peacefully. You got your beautiful wife next to you, play with her, talk with her, and you get your sawab of tahajjud namaz. You make your tahajjud here also, and get whole night tahajjud namaz, make her happy. Instead of turning around and thinking of other women and haram, and cooking that khichri, don't take that trouble there. Don't do that. So, just these four things, and you will become a special wali of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. A little bit of Afghanistan. There are very many aspects, but the one aspect that we'll try and discuss today, America has left the world to think, and unfortunately many of us also have started thinking that they have won the war. Let us just analyze this a little bit. One is, what was the main object of the war at the beginning? It was to get Osama bin Laden. Now they're not even taking his name. They are so frightened, they're not even taking his name, and they've got no idea whether he's alive, whether he has passed away, where he is. Sometimes they say he's in Indonesia, sometimes they say he's in Mayfair, sometimes they say he's in Lesotho, sometimes they say he's in Pakistan, wherever, they've got no idea. So that's open fact, 100% failure. Secondly, they added later that they want to get Mullah Muhammad Umar, also 100% failure. They've got no idea where Mullah Muhammad, and the truth is both of them are 100% safe and they are in Afghanistan. They're not going to leave Afghanistan. And they're not going to rule Afghanistan, which we will witness inshallah very soon. But they'll rule the world very soon inshallah. So they are there and they are well and healthy. They are well and hale. But America has got no idea what is happening. So that is also their failure. Then they added a third other thing, that they want to topple the Taliban government and replace it with a suitable, a favorable government. In there also there has been a failure. We might think that is not true, but the Taliban were not toppled anywhere. When they were on top of everything, whether it was in Mazar Sharif, whether it was in Kunduz, whether it was in Kandahar, whether it was in Kabul, when they had the better part of the enemy, at that time suddenly they went through overnight. And they left everything. This India and Russia has warned America repeatedly that you are being fooled to think that you have overthrown the Taliban government, that there's a strategy which they have used, and very, very successful. There are a few reasons of this strategy. One was, many of us have heard that Nazam, Islam ka hero number one, Mera Sher Osama bin Laden. Many times we have heard, there is not a new Nazam, now it has become more in vogue. It's a very old Nazam. In there, is a part of that Nazam is that, oh America, come here to Afghanistan, we are waiting for you. Where will America ever would have left America, the comforts and luxury they've got, and come here? This was the only way to get them here. That when they show that they are toppled, and up to that time, also, which is the second point really, that when the war against the Russians, they fought them for 7 years from the cities. And then they realized it's better for us to use a different strategy and fight them from the mountains through guerrilla warfare. And then in 3 years they destroyed Russia and got rid of them. And they destroyed the Soviet Union in the process as well. So what they learned there, yeah, they did in a month's time. That from the cities, instead of protecting the countries, the country, let us go and do guerrilla warfare. Another reason was that Mullah Muhammad Umar is a very, very compassionate, soft-hearted and kind person. When America in their frustration started bombing wildly, they couldn't find any targets. They started bombing masjids, hospitals, and all warehouses where food was stored, etc. And just at random, wildly, they were poor family having breakfast, they bombed the family. They were just throwing, and the bomb coming down also, from very high, they were throwing their bombs. Then Mullah Muhammad Umar, that was another reason that he thought, it's better for us to rather leave the cities and stop the bombing, so that the civilians can be saved. They are saying that 3,000-4,000 Afghanis were killed. It's a lie. There is a minimum of 60,000 to 70,000 civilians they have killed. Who they had to fight and kill, the Taliban, the Mujahideen, hardly a small percentage they have touched. They have got no idea where they are. So that, then another aspect is that they wanted the Americans on the ground. And the only way they could get them on the ground is when they showed them that now you have got the country. Now they felt safe to come. So they came down. And after that, alhamdulillah, easily 5,000 to 6,000 Americans have been sent direct to Jahannam. From various places in Afghanistan, one-way tickets to Jahannam they have been given. At least 5,000 to 6,000. And close to 100 planes of the Americans have been brought down. B-51 bombers and all other helicopters, gunship helicopters, all the different names. They have been brought down close to 100 already. The very last was about a month ago in what they called, the Americans called Operation Anaconda. And that was also where the Taliban lured them to come into Shahi Kot, this mountains of Shahi Kot near Gardez. And that was a threat they set for them, and they gave it to them also left, right and center. to such an extent that when they were firing upon them, the Taliban firing on the Americans, they used to laugh at them. And a special laugh also. If anyone heard the laugh of a hyena in the Kruger National Park, it's a frightening laugh. It's not a laugh that makes you feel easy and comfortable. It's a frightening laugh. So this kind of laughter they should give out when they were shooting them. And this the Americans themselves have admitted. And not only that, about 3 months or 4 months ago, Taliban had announced, we have devised our way now of protecting ourselves from the bombing also. So they themselves, the Americans have said, when our bombers go, they're waving at us. They were not afraid at all, they should wave at us. In that same Shahikot battle, first news came that 17, they took 17 prisoners of the Americans. It wasn't 17, it was 78 they had taken. And they have got 78. Now the present operation, which they call Operation Snipe, the Americans have started about a week ago, and in which they say they have been a failure. And they said they are remnants of Taliban again in this particular area. And they went out searching for them. It wasn't no Taliban. They wanted that 78 prisoners of theirs, which they've got. They found everywhere completely empty. They've got no idea where they are. So that alhamdulillah, the whole war is going in our favor. This is only the propaganda that they are giving, the false news and the false propaganda to the people of the world. And whether it is in Israel also, Palestine, alhamdulillah, though they are doing their harm, but they are also being hit, and they are being hit very hard. After what they thought that they finished up terrorists, what they call terrorists, the bombings are carrying on. Today also there were bombings. Every day there are bombings carrying on. And in India also, don't only take the media, that the Muslims are getting it, the Muslims are giving it to them also. Though it's not a one-sided thing, it's a two-sided thing. And this little while, this little problems will carry on, but then inshallah we will see. Last time when they bombed the stock exchange in Bombay, etc., and then they put the Hindus in their place, this will happen very soon again. Plans are all going ahead, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whether it is Kashmir, in Pakistan, daily there are bombs going off in Karachi. But it's not being reported. We are thinking the people of Pakistan are doing nothing. Nothing is happening. No, a lot is happening. But the media doesn't report it. We don't get the news. Only when something really major happens, then they also hush it up and they just let out a little bit. But daily there are bombs going off in Karachi, in the other cities of Pakistan also. So let us not be worried about the media, and one, our du'as we must carry on, and particular du'a, many masjids, the imams have stopped reading the Qunut and Nazila in Fajr namaz. We must carry on with our du'as. Fajr namaz also, individually also, and we should give money also. Not only at that time that we gave, but still give. Alhamdulillah, the Taliban, Mujahideen are well off. They have got lot of money. One, for example, many of us hopefully know of that incident, easily about 2-3 months ago, when one B-51 bomber from Afghanistan was coming back to Pakistan. When it came low, it was brought down. In there, alhamdulillah, the major part of the money to bring that B-51 bomber was South African money. What the South Africans had donated, so South Africa has got a good share also in that jihad. Still more is needed, Allah has given them lot of money. What we give is a small fraction. But for our sawab, we should try and channelize our monies in whichever way and let it reach there also. So there is no fear whatsoever, and these ups and downs, and if we study the history of Islam, these things have happened. And they are going to happen all the time. That this will eventually bring the beautiful picture of Islam, and the results will come. May Allah Ta'ala accept the khatam of this young Hafiz boy, his parents, his ustad, all who are associated with the madrasa, and all the Hafizas, and all the Hafiz classes in the world, and always make dua for the Mujahideen, and make dua for the establishment of the Islamic Khilafat. This is what the enemy realized, is the power of Islam, that one Amir of the Muslims for the whole world. They divided us, divide and rule is their system. They made the Arabs different, Saudis, Egyptians, Jordanians, Syrians, that they are all different and everyone works for his own interest. But what Islam wants under one Amir, and this is what has started in Afghanistan. One Amir, Amirul Mu'mineen, Mullah Muhammad Umar. Under him were the Muslims of how many nationalities were making jihad under him. And they knew the power of this, and this is what they're trying to destroy, and what we must make dua for, and as far as we can, we should try and, inshallah, establish the Islamic Khilafat and be part of it. And we should try and get above our petty party politics. Today, in our families, we got politics. In our masjid, we have got one masjid here, another masjid there, politics in the committees. In everything, too much politics. Let us try and come above this and realize we are one ummah and fight for one goal, and that is the goal of Islam and the upliftment of the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Qadisa, Abdu'a, Farma, inshallah.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatika. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل عداهم اليهود والنصارى والمشركين اللهم شتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم وخالف بين كلمتهم وامحو آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا تؤده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود اللهم خذهم مثل عزيز مقتدر اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو درگزر فرما اے اللہ تعالی اے اللہ تعالیٰ اس بچے نے قرآن مجید کو ختم فرمایا اے اللہ تعالیٰ اس قرآن مجید کو اس کے سینے میں محفوظ فرمانا اے اللہ قرآن سے محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ تعالیٰ بچے کو بھی ان کے استاد کو اے اللہ مبارکباد دی اے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما اے اللہ تعالیٰ جہاں کہیں جتنے بھی طالب علم پڑھ رہے ہیں ان کے لیے آسانی کی شکل پیدا فرما جتنے بھی بچے حافظ قرآن ہو رہے ہیں اے اللہ ہر ایک کے لیے آسانی کی شکل پیدا فرما اے اللہ ہم تمام کو نیک و صالح بنا دے اے اللہ ہم تمام کو سنت کے اوپر عمل کرنے والے بنا دے اے اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو بھی نیک و صالح بنا دے اے اللہ تعالیٰ جہاں کہیں پوری دنیا کے اندر مسلمان پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اے اللہ بیماروں کو شفا عطا فرما اے اللہ تعالیٰ خصوصاً مجاہدین اسلام کی تو مدد فرما اے اللہ ہم تمام کو دین کے اوپر چلنے والے بنا دے آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ تعالیٰ جھگڑوں سے فتنوں سے فساد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے اللہ تعالیٰ ہماری اس دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے و فعل میں قبول فرما اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک من نبیک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ونعوذ بک من شر ما استعاذک من نبیک محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اے اللہ مولانا جتنی بھی باتیں ہمیں فرمائی ہیں اللہ اس کے اوپر ہم تمام کو عمل کرنے والے بنا اے اللہ تعالی ہماری زندگیوں میں خصوصاً سنتوں کے اوپر محبت اور اس کے اوپر عمل کرنے والے بنا دے ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين
یہ خدمت ہے کا موضوع ہے آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے آتش غم کی ترجمانی ہے حسن پانی ہے عشق پانی ہے حسن پانی ہے عشق پانی ہے کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے حسن پانی ہے عشق فائی ہے وقت وقت سے آہ کی آواز وقت وقت سے آہ کی آواز آتش غم کی تیز لالی ہے آتش غم کی تیز لالی ہے کیا بھروسہ لگا گیا للکا کیا بھروسہ لگا گیا للکا عشق ان کا ہی غیر پائی ہے عشق ان کا ہی غیر پائی ہے راہ تقوی کے غم کا کیا کہنا راہ تقوی کے غم کا کیا کہنا دوست تیرے عشق شاد لائی ہے دوست تیرے شاد لالی ہے کل حسرت سے آہ لالے سے کل حسرت سے آہ لالے سے اپنی دنیا الگ بلائی ہے اپنی دنیا الگ بلائی ہے اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل اپنی خوشیوں کے خون سے اے دل شمع ایمان کی جلالی ہے شمع ایمان کی جلالی ہے آہ سے اور چشم پر سے آہ سے اور چشم پر سے کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے کیسی تقریر بے زبانی ہے بے بے نسبت کی دوست تدبیر بے بے نسبت کی دوست تدبیر لسس دل کی پاس بانی ہے لسس دل کی پاس بانی ہے مشغلہ اہل دل کا اے خطر مشغلہ اہل دل کا اے خطر باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے باغ ایمان کی باغبانی ہے راہ تقوی کے غم کا کیا کہنا دیس تیرے عشق شاد لالی ہے حسن ثانی ہے عشق ثانی ہے کون کہتا ہے جاودانی ہے وقت وقفہ سے آہ کی آواز آتش غم کی تیز لائی ہے. ہے تو خالق کا فرمان ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو خالق کا فرمان ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو محسن کا احسان ہے تو ذکر خدا سرکار ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو تیرا حافظ رب جل تیری رحمت حق کرتی تیرا حافظ رب جل تیری رحمت حق کرتی کیا تیرا تحبور جی کیا تیرے تو ضرور جی سب سے عظیم ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مولا کا ایمان ہے تو حق تیت تاثیر ہے تو باطل کی تربیت ہے تو حق کی ایک تاثیر ہے تو باطل کی تربیت ہے تو سیت کی تہذیب ہے تو سیت کی تہذیب ہے تو عقل کی ایک زال ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو تہبا وحدت جان ہے تو کوئی اہل ہے تو تہبا وحدت جان ہے تو دنیا دوست ہے تو دنیا دوست ہے تو جسم ہے تو اور جان ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو منزل حق کا رکھ لے لے دل بشر کے حق نصیب منزل حق کا رکھ لے لے دل بشر کے حق نصیب خالق کی ایک خاص عطا خالق کی ایک خاص عطا عقل ہے تو ارسال ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو لپتا پر کیسی ہر ہر لفظ تیرا تصویر لپتا گر تصویر ہر ہر لفظ تیرا تصویر ہر آیت آپ اپنے ویر ہر آیت آپ اپنے ویر شیرین ہے تو آسان ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو نور ہے تو قرآن ہے تو مومن کا ایمان ہے تو باعث رحمت تو موجود باعث رحمت تو موجود تیری اطوال حبیب تیری اطوال حبیب تیر کا اطمینان ہے تیر ہے تیر آل ہے تیر ہے تیر آل ہے تیر کا ایمان ہے تیر میر ہے تو پھر آل ہے تو میر ہے تو پھر آل ہے تو میں کا ایمان ہے تو چند اشعار ہمارے حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حسن محمد افضل صاحب رحمۃ اللہ برکاتہ کی پیش خدمت ہے. کا موضوع ہے یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف مینائے عالم ہے. ہر ایک جان محبت اشرف صحبا عالم ہے. ہر ایک جان محبت اشرف صحبا عالم ہے. یہ مستی درد دل کی اشرف عالم ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا مگر سب ہے چسانی ہے. بہت گلشن ہے دنیا مگر سب ہے چسانی ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا افسوس گلہ عالم ہے. یہ گلشن درد دل کا افسوس گلہ عالم ہے. بہت تحسین دنیا میں لیکن